We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I got to read this comment from InfoWars.com in the article, Ron Paul, the Founders Believe in Secession. I just chatted here and then somehow hit reload. He said, I'm sick of those who say secession is illegal. If our founding fathers thought like that, we'd be calling Elizabeth II our queen right now. Ever heard of NDAA, Agenda 21, or our country is becoming a communist police state? People in the UK do jail time for Facebook posts. Do you want to have the same thing happen to you? I'm moving to Texas as soon as I can. I want my vote to count. Absolutely. That person is on target. Listen. They're arresting people that mildly criticize the government in England now. I mean, say stuff like, I think the government's corrupt. The cops come and arrest you and put it on the news to scare everybody. They're under the exact same thing about 5 years ahead of us. I mean, these people are evil, okay? And they're trying to hire a bunch of criminal cops to enforce it. The good news is most police forces won't be part of this. But they're having warrantless checkpoints. I've got reporters out on the highway, and there's so much cell phone traffic or it's being jammed. They can't get a Skype connection to us, but Jakari Jackson and Marcos Morales, they've got all the footage of the U.S. Army running checkpoints and traffic control on the highway that is literally 300 yards from where I'm sitting. It's a couple miles on the road where it's happening. There's black helicopters, Army helicopters this morning. I mean, I'm living in an insane asylum. I mean, that's all I can say. Let's go ahead and jam in some calls here. Thanks for holding. Steve in New York, what's your take on all this?
Hi, Alex. I hope you go on your bullhorns and blast truth out, and the walls of the New World Order Bastille will come crumbling down and turn to dust.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. We got to move quicker with these callers. James in Florida, God bless you, caller. James, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I believe that the brush fires of liberty are burning hotter than ever. I believe that your call for state nullification powers is the right one. And I would also like to state that I think the term secession or seceding might be the wrong one to use. I think we might want to use another word for this movement.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to think of the word. I mean, what do you call it when the states recognize that we've been hijacked and then reconvene the republic? We need to call it the second... You know, the second birth of the republic, rebirth. I mean, the mechanism is secession. They have to exercise and begin the secession legislative vote. And that's what it is. We've elected them. We need to engage it. I mean, we need to, you know, say, I'm leaving this bad relationship because it's like you wake up and it's not your wife in the bed next to you. It's not your husband. And you're like, oh, yes, I am your wife or I am your husband. You're like, no, you're not. Get out of the bed. So you got to get out of the bed first to say, I told you to get out of the bed or I'm going to stomp your head in politically. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And the thing is, the mainstream media is going to use secession as a racist term because of its, you know, connotations to the Civil War.
But they have secession all over the world.
I agree. But perhaps if we use the term like liberationist instead of secessionist.
I agree. The states need to liberate themselves from the New World Order. They need to reconvene the republic and do you understand? If we start, we've been taken over by foreign banks. I mean, that's a big deal. And thank God Ron Paul is the man I know he is for coming out and saying we've been taken over. Did you hear his speech where he said we're under global government?
All 48 minutes of it was the most powerful speech I've ever heard in my life. I agree we're being taken over by the globalists. Using the states to fight the globalists is the way to go. But calling it secession is feeding into the media, calling us racist. We're not racist.
I know, but sometimes you just got to go with it. I mean, you know what? Because, I'm a racist. But it's just good. But listen, I hear you. All I'm saying is use that name to say, oh, yeah, this type of secession. Not the secession the liberal media told you about, but the real one, because they're not liberals. Oh, my gosh, that's it. So far, we'll be back where I break down the whole battle plan to restore the republic. The states must reboot the republic using their secession powers in the Declaration of Independence that points out the inherent rights. This Sunday, 4 to 6 Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, I will air the whole Ron Paul speech with my commentary. Sunday, 4 to 6, pray for us. We need your prayers.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 16th day of November, 2012. I am coming to you live from Austin, Texas. The globalists are in my city right now. I literally saw 50 helicopters this morning ferrying globalists into the Formula One race and event that's all taxpayer paid for with Ecclestone. I'm going to be breaking that down a little bit later because it integrates as a case point example of what big government and corporate fascism using socialism at the grassroots level is really all about and the real political paradigm we're in. Not the false left-right system they try to keep us in. And there's real debates between the left and right, but it's only on limited issues, and then the controllers are so close to each other in who finances them that you never get any change for the better. In fact, you see the rapid, planned, orchestrated, premeditated move towards authoritarian, psychopathic control. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, today, we are going to break down in part two of what I began yesterday. This is historic, what's happening. And we are at a historic crossroads. It is just that simple. And we are not going to get out of the premeditated move towards total authoritarian control unless we face the fact that we have been conquered to a great extent by six global private megabank Ponzi scheme derivative selling crime organizations. And we must learn that enemy's philosophy. We must learn that enemy's goals. I have learned their goals. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. And we must educate the sheep out there and warn them and say, hey, I know you've been preconditioned to laugh at us, and I know that you've been under high-tech mind control, high-tech conditioning, but listen, stuff's going to get worse and worse, and this is why it's going to get worse and worse. Because let me tell you, a lot of the sheeple aren't laughing now because their ox is getting gored. But this isn't a game. It isn't, oh, I'm a constitutionalist, I'm a libertarian, I listen to Alex Jones, I go to drudgereport.com, I like Ron Paul. This is, you better make this your full-time job to get the word out however you see fit to people that we've got a real authoritarian group that runs the federal government and intimidates the few senators and House members that aren't on the globalist payroll, that is putting in total election fraud, that is bankrupting the country by design to consolidate it. All of the really rich people I know have left the United States or are leaving. The elites are leaving. The corrupt globalists are leaving. The government is digging in for war against the American people. And you're like, well, the American people never stood up. Why is the government gearing up for a fight? Because they know. They've done the psychological testing. They've done the focus groups. They've got the Google NSA spying systems. They know where the people really stand. And they know that when they try to start taking your guns, when they start taking the farms, and when they bankrupt things fully and try to have national conscription for domestic work brigades, which Rahm Emanuel and others have announced, and I've played the clips here, it's in the Obama deception, that when they implode things and impose as the saviors and put 100 million people on food stamps, it was 25 million 3.5 years ago, it's 50 million today, right at 49 million plus. When they got 100 million and then 150 million, that 150 million is going to say, not only do we take all the middle class's money and wealth, put them in a labor camp while these lazy blobs sit around with their Obama phones. Folks, this has been done in country after country after country, and the globalists have said this is their plan. While they sit offshore and fly around above us in $50 million private jets with their prostitutes and their bodyguards in tow and fly around above us in luxury helicopters when they're in our cities. They have a will, a criminal will, to break us and impoverish us. That's their rear guard action after they fully imploded the economy and consolidated it. They then move into armored private cities and rural redoubts, and they travel by helicopters into high security zones for public events and things to grandstand because these peacocks do enjoy grandstanding. I've studied these people down to every minute level, okay? I live this, and I know them, and they're arrogant. They operate like you don't even exist and you're animals. And for all intents and purposes, the general public are arrested development, childlike individuals who have no idea even what's going on. I've got a message to establishment liberals today as well. I'm going to get past all the Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cowboys, you know, versus this, versus that, and really try to talk to you. And I'm going to talk to conservatives as well, mainline conservatives. Listen, if you don't grow up now, folks, we are going down all the way, okay? Just remember this later, okay? Because I know a lot of you aren't going to wake up now. I know a lot of you are going to sit there and laugh about this, and it's all funny because you've been taught that as a defense mechanism. Listen, You're going to weep and wail and grind your teeth, gnash your teeth, wishing later you would have done something. If this thing comes in, and let me tell you, it's coming in. The gate's opening. Hell is pouring in. The dam is broken already. God's shields are being lifted off this country. Anytime we can repent, and I don't mean in these fake churches. I mean just getting on your knees to, even if you don't believe in God or spirituality, really getting real and getting past all this crud, because absolute evil is being released. Once there's no checks and balances, once you let the most powerful and corrupt get into positions of total domination, the very worst will go to the top, and hell is released. Now, yesterday, I pointed out the remedy to restore the republic and to have the United States go back to being a light to the world, not a black sunshine projecting the model of torture, secret arrest, propaganda, immorality, degeneracy. And real degeneracy is this lazy-eyed, giggling, snickering enjoyment of tyranny that so many of these minions to the system revel in. It's a spirit of giving up, of laughing, of saying, good, let it all collapse, or good, let the government arrest people that are political, good, let the UN take control of the internet and have this kill switch that's now being announced today. Yeah, as soon as the president announces, I don't care if Congress doesn't give me the cybersecurity internet kill switch takeover, it's already in place. I now sign a secret order giving control to, and the UN has to brag, to them. See, none of this stuff's ever secret, even though they say it's secret, because then they can't help but brag and announce, okay, now the UN's been given the internet. That was announced this morning. Do you understand what's happening? Do you understand that the DNS addresses and the routing systems and the kill switches and the NSA codes have all been transferred to the United Nations and NATO? Our military is now commanded by NATO. America has been conquered. And if you get anything I've said to you, and I'm going to lay out the plan to defeat these people, and it's going to be a hard road. They're arrogant. They're accustomed to victory. And they will drop the hammer. But that's their strength and their weakness. If you take anything away from what I say to you here, it's this. We absolutely must come to the understanding and the recognizing that we have been conquered by a foreign power. We must come to that realization. Just like if you're an alcoholic and the doctor tells you you're going into liver failure, you're going to die in a year if you keep drinking. You've got to come to grips with it or you're going to die. And a lot of people won't come to grips with it and they will die of liver failure. And it's the same thing politically. This is not a question. It's not a debate. We have linked up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the article that I put together with Paul Watson, Why the States Must Secede to Save America, Declaration of Independence 2.0, Restoring the Republic. We have a link in that article to our article from the first issue of the magazine. We have an online version of it. Banksters declare they've conquered America. And it's dozens of mainstream newspapers with central bank heads and TV hosts on CNBC and others saying a global government's here run by six banks and they're going to run our lives and appoint our leaders and raise taxes to pay themselves our money. So that's what Washington is. And this story has gone viral thanks to you getting the word out, thanks to Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com, and thanks to so many others. You've got to get all your local talk show hosts. You've got to get your state houses. We've got to get everybody on this, and I'll break down the plan of victory.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from Eat Foods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from Eat Foods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Federal agents, we are armed! Why would you help me? You got to stop! We have more than 100%
of alien fires! All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn it on? What would you do if
what would you do? This, of course, is the artist known as Paris. He's a patriot, a listener of the show. I think we ought to play a little bit of this song before I get into restoring the Republic and the battle plan to get our country back. Break this up a little bit.
I see a message from the government, like every day. I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, because I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret, so the public never fit to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the vote, state control the race, and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And George Washington, who was a Freemason, warned the Illuminati was taking over and taking control of the Masonic lodges. And I said the Masonic lodges, if you say you stand for good and stand against Mephistopheles, well, then get out there and fight the takeover of America. And I say that to all the churches, all the groups, all the civic organizations. Ron Paul, in his 49-minute speech, his farewell address 2 days ago, lifted the secret arrest, the torture. He called them authoritarian psychopaths in a premeditated authoritarian takeover and a conversion to fascism. These are quotes. Listen, Ron Paul is a scholar, just as I am, and he can maintain his behavior. Me, I'm a younger man. I get angry, folks. Just like if there was a fire and a big windstorm blowing the fire from house to house and everybody was just sitting around burning up in their houses, I would be the type trying to get people out of their homes, not because I'm goody two shoes, but because I have an instinct to help my fellow man. And we have a firestorm of globalist evil bankrupting and taking every county, city, state over by design, taking our money, our tax money, and giving it to criminal corporate interest. Corporate welfare at every level, while a pittance of that money ends up going to the public to domesticate them. And then I see the poor domesticated slaves telling me, oh, the government's my friend, I'm part of the system, and their identity is connected to the government, and they talk to you like they're part of the government, and there's nothing you can do. We're going to collectivize everything. These people are so stupid. They really think the government brought in government health care so they'd give them free health care. The insurance companies wrote it. Their stocks have exploded. Their profits have exploded. They can now charge you whatever they want for health care. They've killed the free market in health care. Just the government money for 50 years is what's driven up the price. Now it's going to get 10 times worse. And now government bureaus are going to make you pay more for it, but decide what health care you can get. It's all being announced. And I've got to sit there and watch the dumbest, willfully ignorant, moron liberal socialist lecture me all day about how great planned economies are. Let me give you the other big news. Not only are we conquered by a foreign globalist banking cartel, an international. Foreign isn't even the word, even though it's mainly came out of Europe and England, these dynasties. It's global, exempt from all the nation state laws. They use the nation states to hijack those, put tyrannies over us. Then they're globalist in their new world order, exempt from it all, exempt from taxes, exempt from regulations. They're now giving the central banks diplomatic immunity. They're now giving the carbon taxers diplomatic immunity. They're now giving the whores of the military brass diplomatic immunity. The police are announcing diplomatic immunity. A bunch of the illegal aliens are immune now. You know, the Democrats have got now over 100,000 signatures on whitehouse.gov saying they want to deport Americans that want to secede. Hey, why don't you deport the illegal aliens that come over here and get their have their babies for free when U.S. citizens can, or get free tuition? No, that's the groups that bring it in to then fraudulently vote to take my guns. It's a very simple equation. Bring in a bunch of foreigners, a bunch of other people, give them my money, and have them vote to make me their slave while a bunch of filthy offshore bankers have their way with us. And by the way, Austin, this morning, literally, 30, 40, 50 helicopters, everybody who lives in Austin seeing it, ferrying the elites. These Formula One races are like public Bilderberg meetings. This is where they all come into town. And I'm going to be talking about that. But listen, I'm focused. This is the prelude. I'm going to come in like a laser beam after the break and lay out my battle plan to defeat these people and the fact that it has gone viral and what you can do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time. We are here live, and I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing. Pray for us. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, where to begin here? There is so much to go over. Obviously, Petraeus says CIA talking points were edited to play down terrorism. Oh, really? You think so? When the White House said it was a group of protesters that in a 7-hour gun battle with medium-sized artillery and rockets and anti-aircraft guns attacked the arms compound with the ambassador in it. I mean, this is a joke. It's like, oh, they now admit the sun comes up in the morning. Wow. Knew immediately Al-Qaeda link group responsible for Benghazi. Petraeus testifies to Congress. Really? You think so? That's who they hired to be the security over the whole city. Benghazi was the command base to bring in Al-Qaeda to start the revolution a year and a half ago to overthrow Gaddafi. Gee, you think it was Al-Qaeda? NATO brought them in. But see, they can only do this type of stuff because the general public does not know how to find their rear end with both hands. Oh, they know how to find the TV guide online. They know how to act tough, you know, strutting around in the convenience store buying their 12-pack of beer. They know how to, you know, goof off all day. People aren't stupid overall, even though there was a big study just came out a few days ago that IQs are dropping. That's physically we're getting dumber. We're being poisoned. But it's just people are like children. And so they can just sit here and go, oh, Al-Qaeda's not connected. Really, Al-Qaeda, you run. That's the rest of the story. So that's coming up. We'll open the phones up as well. This is turning into a big scandal for O'Bumbles, the New World Order puppet. But if you go to DrudgeReport.com, you can also go to InfoWars.com. It's red link there. It's now third down, middle column, Ron Paul's farewell speech. Declares internet alternative to government media complex, says we have state-run media. Yeah, just keep telling it like it is. And notice it's everyone. Hundreds of newspapers are writing about it. Even the LA Times is saying it's powerful and true that we're an evil tyranny run by special interest. Because the even operatives in media don't like what's happening. And if you just tell the truth, people resonate with it. If we just admit how evil we've gotten, we can turn this around. Going back to it here, we'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Radio host calls for Second American Revolution. And I've got the emails. I got them in my stack here. Lou Rockwell's gotten them. I showed you yesterday going, you better watch it. Because if you say you're not loyal to this country, we're going to arrest you. We're going to deport you. They've got White House petitions with tens of thousands, some hundreds of thousands saying arrest, deport, have armed militias come grab us. All these weird leftists who couldn't get out of a paper bag or want to saddle up and come with rifles after me. Oh, I'm so scared. Just come on and do it. Strike me down. You understand that? We're going to beat you, people. You understand that, cowards? You understand that? You want to fantasize about violence all day, huh? That's what you want to do? You want to fantasize about it? Fantasy about violence is one thing. The real thing is something all together, little boys. All of you that play dress up in your uniforms. All you people that are such big, bad men. You're little boys who are afraid of death. Well, I'm not afraid of death. Not physical. I'm afraid of spiritual death. Oh, am I? It's more than afraid. I am aligned against it. I recoil from it. Now, let me lay out the documents of liberty here and the battle plan, and then we'll start the next hour coming up here in about 23 minutes. And I will go to your calls. I will give the number out later because I'm specifically going to put out a topic here. We don't screen your calls, but occasionally I put out a topic, and that means everyone then calls about something else. I'll just hang up on you. I'm not being rude. You're being rude. I love you all, but I want to talk about the Second American Revolution, because here's what's happening. We have to define what that really means. We have to define why we're doing that, like the Declaration of Independence did. We have to define the enemy and its goals, and put the choice out to people, because we know who the enemy is. They're arrogant, and their battle plans are public. They have put out public notice they've conquered us. Well, you may have seized the federal government, Jack, but you hadn't seized my heart and my mind. You hadn't seized all the states, all the counties, all the cities, and all the police and military out there. I'll assure you, you guys' own propaganda has backfired on you for 20 years, saying there's no world government, there's no private Federal Reserve, there's no New World Order, they're not going to bankrupt things and bring in a New World Order. And then now the police all see exactly what I told them for 17 years, Ron Paul for 30 years, G. Edward Griffin for 45 years, Bob Chapman for 50 years, Red Beckman for 50 years, Bill Benson for 50 years, Cleon Skelton for 60 years. Okay, you starting to get it? We knew this was coming. We watched the incremental takeover. We were the Republic. They took their time making money, taking over different sectors, getting it ready. When they gut this country, they're going to gut it down to the bone, okay? And they've laid their plans. We've laid ours. And if you're not getting chills, you don't have an intellect, you don't have discernment, and you don't have connection to the creator of this universe. Anyone with any connection to spirituality knows and can feel, not just manifestly, intellectually see the evil all around us intensifying. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can see it. But here's how the universe works. Justice, my friends, bends towards those. The universe bends towards those that are seeking justice. And I forget the exact Martin Luther King quote, but you know, in there's a long arc in the universe, but the universe bends towards justice. Will you guys pull up the Martin Luther King quote? And he was paraphrasing someone else about the universe bends towards justice. I want to get that exactly right. The point is, I've seen this in my life. There are powerful forces of evil, but for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And the globalists are master magicians. That's what they are. They are high priests of manipulation. They are Luciferians. They are adept. They are in tune with their God. They have been given knowledge of how the world works. But to a point, they've not been given the greater, deeper knowledge, because there is a deception within the system they weave. And the reason not knowing history makes you doomed to repeat it, but knowing history empowers you, is because humans live on average. There it is. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Martin Luther King Jr. So the point here that I'm trying to get at is we only live on average 75 years. That was the average, you know, in the Bible. And that's what the Bible says. You know, a man is given this long to live. A woman is given this long to live. And if you follow these commandments, you may live longer. But the point is that humans go through the same patterns over and over again. It's just like certain types of spiders weave a certain type of web, and a scientist that studies insects, that studies arachnids, they can look and tell you what type of spider it is, even though the spider may have been eaten by a bird and isn't there, or eaten, killed by a wasp or a scorpion, whatever the case is. You could still tell. And these evil people through history, they weave a certain web. I mean, we know exactly what it is, and they've now woven the web. And I'm going, hey, guys, we don't want to fly into that. We want to dismantle that web right now. And then I see all the dependent people going, well, that web's my friend. That web, and there's some spiders that actually weave their web by areas that they know certain bugs are going to try to go, certain plants that certain bugs like to eat. And that's kind of what it's like. It's like, or the lantern fish, the angler fish with the big lamp in front of its head, so the little fish come up to see what that lamp is, and then it eats them. I mean, this is a trap. It's not my opinion. It's not my view. The globalists have written about this. They brag about it. And to see people not knowing what's happening, and to know we've been deindustrialized and shut down and stripped with corporate welfare offshore to make you in the position where it's hard to live without being on the dole. They make it easy. I'm not judging you. You're a victim to a great extent. But if you don't understand, folks, that it's designed to fully collapse, and that your standard of living is getting ready to go way, way down, and all of you people that have been put on welfare to get us in this position, that you're going to be totally cut off in the final equation. I mean, Obamacare is there so you don't get treatment, and eugenics bioethicist boards on record literally don't give you treatment. Are you ready for this? You people have no idea what you're entering into. Now, let me break it down here. Here are the articles that are up at InfoWars.com. It is imperative to go get these articles and get them out to everyone you know. Ron Paul, the founders believed in secession. And it's got Ron Paul saying it's as American as George Washington. And that's what we were born out of. And then at the bottom of it, it's got our breakdown. Talk show host calls for Second American Revolution. That article is cloned at InfoWars.com, why the states must secede to save America. Just an article with that basic info, not having the Ron Paul info in it. So it's all focused on a basic boil down of what I'm saying historically has worked, is constitutional, is based in common law and nature's God, and can be executed. And let me say this, listen to me carefully. Let me say this to you and listen to me carefully. Not only must we admit we've been conquered by foreign corrupt corporate crime syndicates, calling themselves the New World Order and technocrats, which means technological dictator. They call themselves technological dictators. Ron Paul calls them authoritarian psychopaths. So do I. Premeditated. That's on Alex Jones. Even though I've said that 1,000 times, that's Ron Paul. This is premeditated takeover. Those of you that want collectivism must understand it is a collectivism planned economy to carry out eugenics and nightmares, just like the Nazis, but with a different liberal icing. Okay? Much more sophisticated. This is what we're facing. So, first, we've been conquered. The federal government's illegitimate, violating the Bill of Rights, Constitution, up one side and down the other, fast and furious, saying our military's under NATO UN control, now announcing today that the UN is going to be over the kill switch. Yeah, that's what I've said. The federal government's been taken over by the executive and the bureaucracy, itself put in power by megabanks. And the litmus test to get into the executive and the bureaucracy is to be a globalist. They're now signing it over to the North American Union, SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, which Bush, this is in my film Endgame, 2007, Rose Garden said we're merging the North American Union with the European Union. Did you know that treaty was signed in 2007? The film was done. And he gave that press conference and the document was secret, but they gave, yeah, it's secret. Just like the North American Union agreement signed at Baylor in Waco, Texas, north of me is secret, but later got leaked and says it's a world government. Folks, this is what's so incredible. The film was done, and I rushed and added that clip in there right as it was coming out, even stopped it going to the manufacturer, the printer. They print them just like paper onto those discs. Bzz, 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 stopped it and added that. This is incredible proof. This is in your face, and all you've got to do is go look at it. All you've got to do is care enough to research it. All you've got to do is get smart about this and informed about this like you are about baseball, like you are about acting Christian at your local church and standing around pontificating like a Pharisee how good you are because you don't listen to rock and roll music. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Get your mind right. Get your heart right. All right, let me just lay it out here. Go get these articles. They break down how to do it. Get it out to your state houses. Get it out to your House members in the federal government, the Senate. Get it to talk show host. Get it to everybody. And we should all have a national debate about what the founders of America, July 4th, 1776, Declaration of Independence, and then later Bill of Rights, Constitution, what they said you were supposed to do. Because they were geniuses. I mean, historians have all marveled at the incredible understanding of these people. I mean, just all of them, towers of intellectual and historical prowess, and philosophers and scientists and inventors and true warriors like George Washington, who put it all on the line against the greatest empire the world had ever seen and hadn't been defeated. What did they say you do? It is the right, it is the duty when the government becomes destructive and enslaves, and they list what the government was doing, exactly what it's doing now, but now it's literally 5-10 times worse, depending on how you look at it, conservatively. They said the states pull back out and then form a new system. Well, we just have them withdraw, point out the federal government's been hijacked on record, the globalist brag. Grand juries can indict people right now who've said they've sold us out to globalists. They can impeach Obama right now for saying we're under UN control, and he's going to give the kill switch now to the UN. That's in the news today. I'm going to get to it. I mean, the crimes just go on and on. Foreign assets came in, got all their people in to both major parties, but the Democrats are the vanguard. And now they're going to bring in carbon taxes and VAT to completely bankrupt us. They know that'll totally put nails in the coffin. They'll selectively enforce it to shut down their competition. What do? We go to the state houses and we say, start secession, not to, you know, found the new, you know, the new country, born again Texas or born again, you know, New Hampshire. No, we pull out as what's all that's left of America. And let me tell you, you get the bully pulpit, this is key, of the states pointing out we've been hijacked by foreign powers and give us exhibits and state house meetings, globalists bragging they've conquered us and show how the EU conquered Europe. Through fraud, the very same group of banks is bragging they've got them into the derivative, signed them on. And then you start getting the state leaders together with Congress members, Senate members, House members, governors. So the Republican governors are coming out and saying, oh, we're against this because they're globalists who are there to sell us out, see. Well, that's fine. We get the movement going to elect governors and others where this is the issue. And over the next 2 to 3 years, we move this into place saying we know foreign powers have conquered us. That's how they're fighting off the euro in England. 87% of their laws get made by the euro now, even though they never entered it. We've now been signed on to this by treaty. So all of this is going on, and we have to say this is illegitimate. We're not going along with it. I mean, it's so simple. Instead, they're going, oh, secession means, you know, the racist people in Texas don't want to be under this because he's black, so they want to secede. No, we don't want to be under socialist health care. We don't want to be under globalism. We don't want VAT. We don't want carbon taxes. We don't want to be shut down. So, you know what? We're going to secede because that's what the Declaration of Independence says. Secede from whatever the big central power is. Secede from it and recreate it, or do something different if you want. Oh, well, we want our republic. We're not going to get into this debate about ending America. We're not going to get into this debate if it's North versus South and the federal government that killed 600 and something thousand people in that war. No, no, no. We're not going to a civil war. Sure, the globalists will probably start one. We're saying the states are pulling out to then point out from a position of power, because it's the states that created the federal government and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. That's their first act of the states forming the United States of America. 1776, July 4th. And we get Ron Paul and we get all the other patriot leaders together to lead this charge. People will see we're taking action. They will see energies being put into this. It will give people a focal point to discredit the federal mafia that's been hijacked and sold out. If we don't, we're going under bondage, not just of a foreign power. I'll break it down.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lead back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We just talked to one of our reporters, Sharon McBrain. They're out there right now. They've got U.S. Army directing traffic at Formula One outside Austin, Texas. Just any excuse, condition, and acclimate the public. Totally illegal, all of it. And you know who they train to fight? Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, and themselves, returning veterans. Unbelievable. There's an article up on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Bankers declare U.S. and Europe conquered. It's got video clips of central bankers bragging they've conquered us and how they're going to shut off our energy and make us slaves. They actually say that. They say we are slaves and laugh at us. You might want to go watch it. Again, that's what's so amazing about this. They think you're so stupid and that you're so ready for a military attack like the Red Dawn remake coming out next week. That when the real Red Dawn happens, you start seeing troops, TSA on the streets, your kids being inoculated without parental consent, more and more taxes. I mean, you think about all the taxes, the fines, the fees, the gas taxes, the energy fees, the cell phone fees, the sales taxes, the corporate taxes, the franchise taxes, it just goes on and on. The average American's paying over 50% in taxes. They don't even know it. Then it just goes on and on and on and on, something over 70%. And most of the money goes to foreign banks that are exempt from it all. That's what's so sick. Let me just go over this here briefly. This will take time. We've got to get it going, understanding this is the real remedy through the states, pointing out the federal government's been hijacked. We need to be bold about this and say our government's gone. The globalists have stolen America. I want to secede back to the Republic. That's a headline at Infowars.com. The globalist federal government seceded from America. We need state declarations, state meetings with other states. We need to get leaders standing up. We've got the state rep coming on today who introduced the bill and got it unanimously passed to arrest TSA workers that grab your genitals. Just to enforce law, the feds threatened an armed blockade. The Senate killed the bill. It's coming back this year. We're not stopping. See, that's the thing. We're going to stand up against this. They want to break our will. Recognize the occupation. Recognize the planned economy is there to carry out eugenics. Even if you're for planned economies and believe in socialism, this is a globalist authoritarian system. We need to understand that we can use other venues. Impeachment Obama petition reaches threshold for official response. Effort dovetails secession fever sweeping America. Paul Watson, Infowars.com. Use that. Use grand juries going after people in Fast and Furious. Use media coverage going after these criminals. They're all crooks that are doing this. So start investigating them. Private investigators start investigating them. Oh, you think they'll come after you? They can't come after us all. Let's get aggressive. These are our enemies. Use every nonviolent means to run these people to ground. Get in an aggressive offensive posture. Get past your fear. You better fear them winning. I mean, it's when you're cornered, folks. It's not that you're tough. It's not that you've got courage. You're not going to roll over to the wolves and let them tear your guts out. You're going to stand up and you're going to fight. That's what I'm doing. I'm committed. I've put on the whole armor. I've said, God, it's in your hands. I am your vessel. Imperfect as I am, energize me. Energize me. God, help us. Please. We're here. We're ready. That's what we've got to do. The globalists have said to Satan, Satan, give us power. They're devil worshippers, folks. I studied them. I questioned God when I was a teenager and things, folks. Started researching the New World Order, and man, it brought it all back home. They asked Satan to give them power. We've got to ask the God of life, the God of the universe, to empower us. That's number one, folks. And then recognize the enemy. Sue them for fluoride in your local water. Get aggressive. Get in their face every week. Put bumper stickers on your car. Do access shows. Upload YouTube videos. I'm going to break down more of this, but we're going to give out numbers. We got Dr. Michael Coffin coming on in the third hour about Agenda 21. Know your enemy. And I've just got a lot more I'm going to lay out here. But this is a battle plan. This is the way to do it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming.
They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.